It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Both Democrats in Colorado's U.S. Senate primary say that climate change is an urgent priority, but they found plenty to debate on Tuesday. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
In a debate co-hosted by CPR News, John Hickenlooper says market forces and new technology will eliminate the need for oil and gas extraction.
We can, in real time, transition away from coal, transition away from oil and gas, and move into this new world of renewable energy, and at the same time save money and drive the economy.
But his rival, Andrew Romanoff, is calling for a fracking ban and other limits on fossil fuel production.
If we were having this conversation, say, 40 years ago, when Jimmy Carter was installing solar panels on the roof of the White House before Ronald Reagan tore them off, we could afford to indulge the sort of incremental approach that other candidates are proposing. But it's too late for that.
The primary election ends June 30th. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A northern Colorado coal-burning power plant will be retired by the end of the decade. CPR's Grace Hood has more.
Platte River Power Authority says the plant will be retired by 2030. It's doing this because it plans to provide 100% clean energy to its municipal customers in Longmont, Loveland, Estes Park, and Fort Collins over the next 10 years. Steve Rolsted is with the nonprofit power provider Platte River.
So it's kind of tough, but I think that we are looking at the beginning of the end of an era.
Platte River also has an ownership stake in Craig Station's Units 1 and 2. It'll retire both by the end of the next decade. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Denver-based PDC Energy has paid nearly $700,000 to resolve allegations over an illegal oil and gas well. Here's CPR Sam Brash.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the company drilled the well in 2013. It was located on federal land in Weld County, north of Denver, but the company didn't have a lease or a permit. That led to a federal investigation, which resulted in today's settlement. The agent in charge of the case says it shows government will make sure companies pay fair market value for public resources. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A wildfire near Durango is now 5% contained. The East Canyon Fire was started by lightning last weekend. It's burned more than 4 square miles. This is CPR News.